Markets head into today's FOMC decision expecting little in the way of policy fireworks, with the Fed widely forecast hold rates steady at 3.5% to 3.75% after three consecutive cuts late last year. Futures markets are pricing in more than a 97% chance of a pause, with the earliest meaningful odds of another cut not emerging until June. For now, policymakers appear content to sit back and let prior easing work its way through the economy. The backdrop remains mixed. Inflation is still running above the Fed's 2% target, while the labor market has clearly cooled, though not collapsed. Payroll growth has slowed materially, but downside risks no longer look as acute as they did a few months ago, and inflation pressures have also moderated from their peaks. That balance gives the Fed more room to be patient. The message from most officials has been consistent. There's no urgency to move, and this meeting is more about keeping options open than signaling an imminent shift. What's likely to matter more than today's rate decision is the forward guidance. There's a growing disconnect between the Fed's own projections, which point to just one cut in 2026, and markets, which are leaning towards two. Investors will be listening closely for any attempts to reset those expectations, as well as for signs of internal divisions, with some policymakers still arguing for faster easing, while others warn inflation risks haven't fully cleared. Layered on top of this is a highly unusual political backdrop. Jerome Powell is entering the final months of his term as chair. Markets are awaiting President Trump's pick for his successor, and questions around Fed independence are increasingly front and center. Against that noise, Powell is expected to stick to a familiar script, emphasizing data dependence, stressing the Fed's commitment to its dual mandate, and underscoring that policy decisions remain squarely in the hands of the committee. As far as markets go, when considering the balance of risk, it feels like it will be difficult for the Fed to deliver anything on the dovish side that will force the buck much lower and stocks much higher than current levels, given already substantial moves heading into the event risk. With that said, it might be better to wait for the dust to settle before making any fresh decisions with respect to short-term direction. That's all for now.